listening to Inner City Geeks Turntable with Steve and Charlie.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Inner City Geeks Turntable. This is episode number 12, and I am Steve. And with me I have Charlie.
Hello, everybody.
Yes, and this is the show where we talk about musics that we enjoy, that we give a fuck about. So that way you can somehow give a fuck about it, too. Yes. So
that sounds about right, Steve.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's I guess the simplest way for us to explain it, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So this week is, of course, I guess I can kind of say this is kind of like the season finale of it, of the show for now. Like I said, season finale, not like completely finale, like over dead, no more.
No.
But
we will be back.
We will return with more episodes soon. But until then, we listen to Charlie's pick for today's final episode for now.
I decided to pull a Steve on this episode. I want to switch it up a little bit. Yes. Well, I'm not going to switch it up too much. I want to stay in the hard rock genre.
Yes.
But I kind of felt like we needed a little bit of a change. We needed a female.
We needed boobs. Other than mine.
Well, we always use boobs. So I wanted to showcase a female lead singer.
Yes.
And this is one of my favorite bands out right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about the band Hailstorm.
Yay.
Fronted by Lizzie Hale.
Yep.
Just a quick synopsis on Hailstorm. They're an American band from Pennsylvania. It consists of a brother and sister duo, Lizzie Hale and her brother, the drummer RJ. You have the guitarist Joe Hottinger and bassist Josh Smith. The formation of the band started off very early. They started off in about the late 90s, and I think it was 97 to be exact, as a family-fronted band. It was Lizzie, her brother RJ, and their father was originally a part of the band as the bassist.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
It was a white version of the Jackson 3. they were... RJ was 10, Lizzie was 13 at the time.
Okay.
And their father were playing bass, so I think it sounds pretty cool because the father let them be more creative in their music, fed into their creativity, so to speak.
Yeah. Sometimes parents have to let a kid do creative shit.
Exactly, and let them live out their dreams, you know?
Yeah. Because why the fuck not?
So the song I'm picking today is from their third studio album, Into the Wildlife, and it is the third single off the album, I Am the Fire.
Okay.
The reason why I'm picking this song, because it's... For me, it's an anthem.
Yeah.
Yes, it's a female lead singer, female fronted band. But it's not a female centric anthem. It's a human centric anthem. It talks about self doubt. It talks about, you know, you're doubting yourself, you're doubting your vision, you're doubting your dreams, but then how you have to rise above it. To rise above the doubt, and that you are so much more powerful than what you really think you are.
Yeah. It's a song about positivity.
Exactly. So the just first couple of lyrics, again, questioning your self-doubt. You know, am I brave enough? Am I strong enough? To follow the desire that burns from within. To push away the fear. To stand where I'm afraid. I am through with this. Because I am more than this. We all have a dream. We all have passions that we want to see fulfilled.
Yeah.
We all have this voice in our head saying, is there more to life than this? and I definitely have felt this in the past.
Oh,
working,
yeah.
Working at a desk job, feeling unfulfilled, feeling unsatisfied, being looked over for promotion after promotion after promotion, you tend to realize that there's something, there's more, there's something else out there. This can't be it. This can't be my life. There's got to be something different out there for me to do. There has to be something where I could feel fulfilled and fulfill my destiny and leave a legacy behind.
Yeah, something you could strive for.
Exactly. Something you can... We all have dreams you could fulfill.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of getting up and doing it.
Yep.
Stop self-doubting yourself. You know, if people don't like your vision, fuck them. You don't need them in your life.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You don't need the negative Nancys in the world.
And so the rest of the first verse goes, I am more than this. I promise to myself alone and no one else, my flame is rising higher. And it goes into the chorus, which says, I am the fire. I am burning brighter, roaring like a storm, and I am the one I have been waiting for. Nobody else is going to fulfill your dream for you.
Yep.
You may have help along the way. If you want to bring your buddies or your friends into your project, do it.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing now. This is what me and Steve are doing now.
Exactly.
We have a vision. We love talking to you people. We love sharing music.
Yeah.
Music is one of my bigger passions in life. It's one of Steve's big passions.
Fuck yeah, it is.
And we decided to start something together, and hopefully it grows. And, you know, and we thank you, the listener, for helping us fulfill the dream.
Hell yeah.
This is our dream. This is our goal. Hopefully we can do something more with it.
Yeah.
But this is a start.
This is it's a hell of a good start.
So for me, there's something about this song that just when it comes on, I channel my inner rock god.
Mm-hmm.
Because it has that vibe. The song starts off slow, and it builds to that chorus, where she's literally screaming, "I am the fire."
Yeah.
Because it's a breakthrough. It's like you're breaking out of your shell. You're breaking out of something.
Yeah, this is actually one of those songs that kind of like actually got me into them a little bit, because I was never really a big fan of it. You'd always tell me, like, "Oh, check out Hailstorm, check out Hailstorm." And I'm like, "Eh, I guess I'll listen to it or whatever." And then you're like, "Eh, you should listen to it." And I'm like, "Eh, I don't know."
One of the main reasons I got into Hailstorm is that you don't see a lot of female-fronted rock bands.
Yeah, you don't.
Talk
you absolutely
openly.
Don't.
Not only then not that many female-fronted rock bands, but that's just talk openly about their sexual prowess, their sexuality, their feelings, their emotions.
Just open in general.
Exactly, just open in general. This is exactly what Lizzie Hale is. She puts it all out on Front Street, whether you like it or not.
Right.
You know, and they had a question for her brother, bypassing Lizzie Hale completely during one of the first interviews they had when they came out with their first album, was, how do you feel about your sister talking about sex and singing about sex? Are you uncomfortable with it? He's like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, and he doesn't have to give a shit either. Like, fuck it. If she fucking talks about sex, she talks about sex. She does shit, she does shit.
Exactly. We all do shit. Doesn't matter.
Exactly.
She's putting it out on Front Street. She's putting it into music and songs and making a fantastic career out of it. Why the fuck not?
Yeah, exactly. Making tons of money for both of them.
So let me go a little bit into the album. Again, this is their third studio release.
This is back when she actually still had hair.
Yeah, she did cut her hair off a little bit. She did have longer hair back in the day. This was released in April 10th, 2015 on Atlantic Records. The album Into the Wildlife peaked at number 5 on the 200 on the Billboard 200 chart, making it at the time their highest charting release.
Okay.
There's 4 singles on the album: Apocalyptic, which is one of my favorite songs as well. Amen, which is kind of a slower ballad type.
Mm-hmm.
I Am the Fire, and Mayhem. Mayhem was originally my pick for this album, for this some podcast.
Okay.
But I decided to go more with an anthem type feel.
Okay.
Because I felt like I needed some positivity in my life, especially right now.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we all go through setbacks. I'm dealing with one now.
Yeah, we're all dealing with a lot of shit. Yeah, I feel you.
I'm going to push past it, and every day is a battle. But every day you fight.
Yep.
And each day you fight, you become stronger.
Yep.
And each day you become stronger, you realize that shit that you're dealing with is insignificant.
Yep. It's all just like a needle in a haystack, like people would say.
Exactly. So, you know, keep pushing past that negativity. Keep pushing past the bullshit. Silence the critics. Okay? Do what makes you happy. Fulfill your destiny. Fulfill your own promise. There are going to be people who push you back. It may be your best friend. It may be your brother. It may be your sister. It may be your own fucking parents. It may be your own spouse.
Yeah.
Okay? But it's your fucking life, ultimately.
Yep.
And the sad part is, you only get one.
Unfortunately, yeah. There is no one-ups.
Exactly, you know, it's not Mario Brothers.
Yep.
You know, it's no secret mushroom. You get to get another life.
And you can't run for it.
So make the most out of it.
YOLO, son.
No, come on. Okay, Mr. Justin Bieber. Yeah. Jesus Christ. Killing me.
Whatever, I'm actually quoting a fucking...
I know.
A Suicide Silence song.
I know. I'm just being silly.
I know.
The second verse, I have been sacrificed. My heart's been cauterized. We've all been somebody else's second choice. We've all been hurt by people. We've all been put, or what's the word I'm looking for? We've all been an afterthought.
Uh-huh.
Whether it be personal, career, family. My heart's been cauterized. Being cauterized is that it's been burnt to heal. So you've been heavily afflicted. You've been heavily damaged.
Yep. Tons of us are damaged nowadays. There's like tons of people that are just barely living because they're afraid to actually move forward and actually do things because they've been damaged so much.
Yes, it's hard. It's life is... Life just isn't easy. It's cliche, but it's true.
Yeah.
You know, you're hanging on to hope, shackled by the ghost of what I once believed.
Mm-hmm.
For me, this strikes personal to me because I mentioned it many times, and I'm open about it. I grew up in an extremely religious household.
Mm-hmm.
Being force-fed things. Literal things from the Bible.
Yeah.
That I felt at the time was either right and wrong, true or false. Only to grow up and realize there's more to life than living biblically, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And then learning how to doubt things. And it affects my life even to this day. I haven't stepped foot in the church in about 15 years.
Yep.
Maybe. But I still, there's certain things and aspects of it that traumatized me. And not that something happened to me inside of a church or anything fucked up like that. It's the teachings of the Bible.
Yeah.
That kind of screwed in my head a lot. And it affects me even to this day. So those two lines... of the song, you know, shackled by the ghost of what I've once believed, hits home for me. Because I don't believe this shit anymore.
Yeah.
But there is some self-doubt in my mind, like, what if? What if this shit was true? You know, what if this shit is the right thing to do, the right way to live?
Right, but you would never, you never know which is the right way to go.
Exactly, but the way I was force-fed into it, it was living biblically, living, the religion I grew up in was took the Bible literal, word for word, even with all the contradictions involved, of literally word for word. And they believed in eternal life and eternal damnation and all that mumble jumble in between. And it still affects me to this day if I'm living, if that is the proper way to live.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it worries me to no extent. And it's something I deal with on a personal level. It's one of my biggest fears. And it's something, you know, I have to tell myself late at night not to think about.
Yeah.
Like, I have to remind myself and tell myself. There were times in the middle of the night when I'm sleeping and I just jump out of bed.
Yeah.
Because the thought creeps into my head.
Yeah, that's actually kind of one of those things that I kind of spoke to with my therapist about and shit.
Oh, okay.
The last couple of times. Yeah, it's about, you know.
about that?
Yeah, exactly. About Charlie, like, waking up in the middle of the night.
No, but I'm sure, because most Spanish cultures grew up in a religion, whether you're Catholic, Baptist, Pentecostal.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up as a Seventh-day Adventist. You know, we all have a religious belief system.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of guilt involved in religion.
Oh, there's
tons
of guilt.
You know?
Oh, boy.
So, yeah, there's tons and tons of guilt that me, you know, I'm a 40, going on 41. You're going to be, what, 37?
Yeah.
So, even at this age, we deal with it.
Yeah, like, my parents still guilt me until I can go into church now. I'm like, no, I don't want to go to church. They're like, oh, you should go to church.
My mom
guilted
me going to church the day she died, man.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't even live in your house, so stop telling me what the fuck to do anymore.
Exactly, yeah. I remember at my work, my father passed away before I got married.
Yeah.
And I remember it distinctly, and the funny thing was, I was actually thinking about this shit today, that I remember my mother looking at me, and one of the main things about living biblically is that you don't put anything in your body that's harmful
right
to you. So I was, you know, I had a couple of drinks at my wedding.
Of course.
She's sitting at the table across from me, literally looking me dead in the eye while I'm putting the drink to my lips, and her eyes, like, they weren't bugged up. They were more like scolding, like a scolding mother look.
Yeah, she's giving you that, like, you motherfucker.
Like, we have this term in Spanish, she's going to throw the chancleta at me kind of look.
Oh, yeah. Like what Italians would say, they give you, she's giving you the monocchio.
Yes, exactly. There you go, because I'm also part of Italian. So.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the reason why I didn't want to have a religious wedding or a non-denominational wedding, nor did I want to marry a girl from my own religion.
Yeah. That's fair. That's a fair way to do it, too.
So, going off the religious note, there's a little verse 2.5. I don't believe I'll fall from grace. I won't let my past decide my fate. I will leave forgiveness in my wake and take the love that I've embraced. We all have a past. Whether we like the past we were dealt or we don't. There's definitely things in my past that I've left behind, that I no longer think about or deal with.
Yeah.
Obstacles that got in my way to make me live a better life for myself and something I could be okay living with, proud, happy living with.
Yeah, there's tons of obstacles always, whether we like it or not. The shit is always going to be there. But you always have to continue to live forward, live for yourself.
Yeah, live for today, live for tomorrow, live for a better tomorrow.
Yep.
And that's what we're trying to say.
Exactly.
Okay. I have one of my biggest downfalls, again, why this song speaks so much to me, this lyric, leave forgiveness in my wake. Not to get too in depth, But there were certain situations in my life when it came especially to my siblings where I, for a long time, found it hard to forgive them.
Mm-hmm.
But I've decided to move forward, like the song says.
Yeah.
You know, leave things in the past. I'm not going to let my past decide my fate or dictate my life. So even though I cut them out completely, I no longer talk to them. In my own way, in my heart and my mind, I forgive them for the shit that they did. I'm not going to give them the satisfaction of knowing that I forgive them for the shit, but they don't deserve the satisfaction.
Yep.
Quite frankly. But, you know, I decided it's best to move on in my life. And
yeah. It's kind of like one of those things that kind of was brought up in therapy. It was a whole, like, forgetting about the past, but not necessarily forgetting about it, but learning from your mistakes and learning from, you know, lessons from the past.
Yeah, because you're never fully 100% going to develop amnesia and forget your past.
Yeah.
Okay, those memories, those scars are always with me, but I'm not letting it define my life.
Exactly.
Okay, and it took me a long time to realize that I was holding on to a lot of shit. And I know a lot of people out there are doing the same. But you can't let that shit define your life.
Yep.
Life is so much more than your past.
It always has and always will be.
And again, you dictate the direction of your life. And that's the reason why I chose this song. Again, the song is more, for me, it's an anthem.
Yep, it is.
It's a statement. It's a profound, profound statement on the way I choose to live my life.
Yep. Okay, that's kind of like one of the...
You are your own fire. You are your own strength. You are your own fuel to proceed your passions, to proceed what you want to do in this life.
Yeah.
And you only get one fucking shot.
Yeah, one shot to do anything, you're right.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like one of the lyrics for me, like, of course it's not from this song, but it's from a Hatebreed song. Okay. But it's something that I've always kept in my mind. It's basically like, if you don't live for something, you die for nothing.
Exactly, yes. And that's a beautiful quote, that's a beautiful sentiment, and it's 100% true.
Yeah.
So again, this is why I chose this song. And I hope you listen to this song, and I hope it means something to you.
Yeah, most definitely, dudes. And dudettes.
And so that's my pick.
Oh, yeah, it's a fucking great pick.
I Am the Fire.
Yes. So go to innercitygeeks.com and check out everything that we have on there. Of course, we have this show. We also have the Inner City Geeks podcast. We also have the Inner City Geeks First Watch. Bright2J presents Comics Con Sabor, Manga Times, Anime World, the Inner City Geeks webcomic, and so much fucking more. Oh yeah, and Good Games, and so much fucking more on innercitygeeks.com. So make sure you check all that shit out. While you're there, go down to the bottom of the page and you will find a link to amazon.com where you can buy some shit. You can buy the Hailstorm album that we just spoke about, as well as you get a free month of Amazon Prime. Fuck yeah, who does not like free Amazon Prime for a month at least?
Exactly.
Yeah, so you check that shit out. You can buy all the albums you want, make a playlist from all the songs that we've played on the last 12 weeks. Yeah, so check that out, innercitygeeks.com, at the bottom, Amazon link, do that. Also on innercitygeeks.com, you'll find a link to So Sick Clothing Company, or sosickclothing.co, and that's a place where you can find some pretty awesome shirts, hats, hoodies, sweaters, bunch of cool different apparel with pretty cool designs made for geeks like us. So make sure you check out whatever they have. And if you want to purchase something, you can go at checkout and you can type in the code InnerCityGeeks, InnerCityGeeks, at checkout for 15% off. Yes. InnerCityGeeks at checkout, 50% off. SoSickClothing.co. And yeah, make sure you do all that shit. You can find this show on SoundCloud, Stitcher Radio, Google Play Music, and Spotify. And while you're listening to all of those, you can let people know, like, oh, check them out on the Facey Space at InnerCityGeeks, on the Twitter at InnerCityGeeks, on the Instagrams at InnerCityGeeks. Also, you can find Charlie where?
You can find me on Twitter at RUPERTO.
And you can find me at Mr. Jackal, MisterJackal on both the Instagrams and the Twitters. And I'm going to say my goodbyes. And I'd like to thank all you motherfuckers for listening to the show so far. It's been an awesome first 12 episodes of the Turntable, and I can't wait to see season 2. So yes, thank you for listening again. It's been awesome. Thank you, Charlie, for being an awesome co-host with me.
Thank you, my brother.
It's been great. This has been awesome. But we got more shit to come soon, so check out for that. And Charlie, introduce this motherfucking song. Well,
before I introduce this song, I'm going to say my goodbyes. I want to say thank you to Steve, my Puerto Rican twin. Which pretty much in layman's terms means my brother from another mother.
Oh, yeah.
Steve is more brother to me than my blood relative.
Oh.
Just want to say thank you for indulging me in my passion for music, and thank you for sharing in that passion.
Hell yeah, dude.
It means a lot. Thank you to all your crazy listeners out there.
Yeah, who's been listening to all this shit that we've
talked. Without you, we wouldn't do this. We wouldn't be able to do this. We would have nobody to share our passions with. Thank you to your listeners for indulging our dream.
Yep.
Into doing something and to helping us realize there's more in life than sitting behind a desk.
Yeah.
9 to 5. Where
for real.
We're not really that appreciated in what we do.
Yep. Unfortunately.
No matter how hard we work and no matter how hard we try. Thank you for giving us the ability to create.
Yep.
Our idol, he's one of my idols. I know Steve is one of Steve's idols. Kevin Smith just tells us all just go out there and create something, and that's exactly what we're trying to do.
Yep. Just so like everybody can create something. Yep.
Thank you for indulging us and letting us do it.
Yep.
You know, these 12 episodes, I hope, were a lot of fun to do with my brother.
Yep, hell yeah.
Hope it was fun for you.
It definitely was.
I hope our passion, you can feel that passion through our voices and through how much we love these words and this music that we shared with you for the last 12 episodes.
Yeah.
Just hope that, you know, the excitement we'll be there for season 2. Don't know what season 2 is going to bring us. Me and Steve will brainstorm.
Yeah, we'll brainstorm.
Don't know exactly when it's going to come out, but it will come out. I promise you.
It will come out.
Compel a high fucking water.
We may switch up the format. We may switch up how things go.
Because there's so many different ways my brain wants to go, many different directions my brain wants to go through.
Oh, yeah. We'll get there,
I promise you.
I've heard of different people contacting us and letting us know like what they would think or what they'd expect us from us in the future.
Your feedback is greatly appreciated, so don't be afraid to reach out to Steve or myself.
Yeah, hit us up on the socials.
Mostly reach out to Steve because he's the boss. But don't be afraid to reach out to both of us. Give us your opinion on your top 12, top 6 songs or 12 songs.
Yeah.
That you think we'll enjoy, because we're always up for new things. That's the beautiful thing about music.
Yeah.
One, that music is a universal language, no matter what language the song is in.
Yep.
It's universal. It has meaning. So let us know.
Yeah, absolutely.
We love sharing music ideas with you. Share them with us.
Yeah.
And with that, I'll leave you with my pick for this week, the final episode, Hailstorm, I Am the Fire.
Yes. Enjoy, people.
Enjoy.
Am I brave enough? Am I strong enough to follow the desire that burns from within? To push away my fear, to stand where I'm afraid. I am through with this, 'cause I am more than this. I promise to myself, alone and no one else. My flame is rising high.